Well, it sounds like you're checking things off your list. I managed to get the little handheld blower I had. Got that fixed. Got that up and running. Had to put another ignition coil module in it. That's the second one I put in it. Probably should have bought the original manufacturer's ignition coil and module instead of buying these aftermarket ones. They don't think they hold up very long.
Yeah, I got to do that too. I got a little handheld snowblower, gasoline-powered snowblower. I pulled out of the garage last year to do the back deck and things, and got it running. Didn't run real well, but got it running, but I got to get it back out of the back garage and up to the house so I can try and use it again this year. It's convenient for some things. And then I'm going to have to replace an ABS module on the van here. Every time I go over a bump or something, my brake lights will come on, and if I turn the vehicle off and turn it back on again, they all go off. So son-in-law said, yeah, 24 years old, he's probably got to shorten the wiring of the module. He said, your brakes will still work, but the module, your anti-blocks won't, but the brakes will still work. But so I'm going to have him look at that and see if we can get done. Got all of my Mustastic things updated, all the firmware, although I had to pull the one up on the roof down, take it in the shop because my display wasn't working, and I still can't get it to work. So I don't know why. It worked when I first put it up, and then I had to redo some things, and I wanted to update the firmware, and after I updated the firmware a few months ago, the display stopped working. So I don't know what's up. It's set to auto display, so I made some settings, but I got to go back up on the roof and open the cabinet to see if it works. But really don't need the display other than when I'm up there. It's just confirmation of stuff without having to have the phone, so it's nice to kind of have. But I got that updated at least. A little bit different on the Weisblock updating that. I always have a problem with that one.
Yep. Well, I've got that sense cap, and that's going to require a different procedure than the Haltech and the other ones. So yes, it's a different procedure on some of the different ones, and a different procedure on the G2.
Yeah, I had to look that one up. It was different. I forgot I have to push the data button and hold it while I quick push the reset button, count to five, and then release the data button, and then it'll go into DFU mode and allow it to update. And like I said, I did it several months ago, and I sure didn't remember how to do it, so I had to look that back up online. Same thing for the Weisblock. When I do that one, I have, for whatever reason, mine won't go into DFU mode on its own. I have to push the reset button twice, actually on the unit, then it'll go into DFU mode, bring up the drive, and I can just copy the new firmware over to that drive, and it updates it. So I tried and tried and couldn't get it in the basement. I said, okay, let's try that way, because it says, yeah, if you have version this, well, I'm way past that version, but for whatever reason, my Weisblock, or at least the one that I have right now, I got to push that reset button to get it to go in DFU mode.
I hear you there. I hear you there. Yep. If you want to have an eyeball to discuss Mustastic, it's either tonight or tomorrow night, because the rest of the week I'm tied up.
Well, it would only be tonight, but I'm not going to get to that. Tomorrow I have a dentist appointment in Flint and dinner with my brother down in Flint. So Wednesday would be the only day, obviously, and you said you're tied up. So tonight I have something. It depends on how quick I can get it done. I have to update the antivirus software on my computers. And I got to download the new thing. It's McAfee, and I got to download the update and the new registration number. And sometimes that goes through quite easy. It expires tomorrow, so I got to get it done tonight. And there's other times I've had to fight with it for an hour or two. on each computer to get the dang thing to go through. So it depends on that. Yeah, I don't know. We'll just have to kind of wing it on Thursday. I'm not sure how many people are going to be there. Chris said he was going to come. He sent me an email and said he's watched a few videos on it, and if I wanted to, he could send me the videos. I said, well, probably not, because I've probably seen him. Well, I've watched probably 30 different videos and read stuff and that, so we'll see what he's got. There might be something that I hadn't seen, but I've watched a bunch of them, KC8YVF.
Well, I hear you there. You may have watched some of the videos and watched them again and said, well, I didn't remember that last time. So sometimes going through some of the videos a second time is good, but there's only so much. And unless you're looking for something specific, then sometimes you're spinning your wheels.
Yeah, all I'm going to do with this one, like I said, I've got the presentation that I did for the club back March or April, whatever it was, the basic one. For those who aren't familiar with it, I'm running through that one. And then there's a part two just to go through and kind of explain the settings, what, you know, what client is, what router is, a repeater is, what a client mute, what a, you know, a router client is, some of those, at least the definitions and kind of a general information on them. So some of those is the settings. We're not going to get into, you know, all of the radio configuration. Some of those a little bit, but not into deep depth on any of those. So it's more of a high level on both of them, the basic and the part two of it. And then I'm going to run through the presentation I did on my build. Just kind of, you know, what goes into building one if you're going to do an outside one on, other than that. I've updated the presentation today, actually, with some new devices that are out. There's a couple of new ones out. There's a new Helltech board out, a T170, 270, something like that. That's got a bigger display on it. So they've upped the display. They've got a new T-Deck Pro model I was watching today, again, catching up on a few of the little videos while I was doing work. All-in-one unit, actually fairly cheap, is $70 for an all-in-one with battery and a case, the keyboard, like 2.8-inch screen, so bigger yet. So not a bad price for one that's already pre-put together with all that on it. So between you and I and whoever else is there, we should be able to kind of confuse everybody.
Well, it wouldn't be too hard. I'm confused in myself, so yeah, it's there's a lot there. There's a lot there to do. So just getting everybody up and on and getting them to using it, and maybe once in a while having a established net night with them where we communicate with one another would be a good thing.
Yep. Just trying to do that and have somebody do it. So Mishtastic trying to do it as we get more people on board to do it. Yeah, say, you know, Tuesday night at 8 o'clock or something, we're going to send some messages back and forth or whatever. Same thing once we get the, you know, we wanted to do a 220 net. We wanted to do a 6-meter whenever the 6-meter gets back up, because that's not up yet. I see Tom sent me an email that the 2-meter Winlink node is down again. I can't connect to it either, so I don't know if you've tried recently, but it's been down for at least a couple of weeks. I've sent email to Fred, got no response. So if you happen to talk to Fred or send an email or something, let him know the 2 meters back out. I haven't tried the 220 side because I don't have a radio set up. I'd have to pull out my emergency kit and cabling for my antenna and all that. So I can do it. It just takes me 20 minutes to a half hour to get everything set up to be able to do a test. So 2 meters down, and Tom uses it almost every week, so he knew it was down pretty quick.
Okay. Well, I'll take a look and see what I see on the website and go from there.
All righty. And then last night I finally got some time, an hour and a half in there. I had bought for the printer, 3D printer, just try it out, see how well this works. I got some things I want to print in ABS. And before I get into trying to do venting and cut out a window and all of this stuff in the basement, I bought one of the bento box, and I got that installed last night. That was pretty easy. It's like it was already set up for it. There's a hole already cut out in the bottom of the printer that the wires just go through. I put a thermostat. I watched one guy, he bought a thermostat control so that when the printer hits a certain temperature, you can set it for, like, it turns on like when you're doing ABS, but not when you're doing PLA. And it's supposed to, you know, there's a HEPA filter for the particles, there's a carbon filter for it, and two fans that circulate the air in the cabinet, plus you have the carbon filter that's part of the printer. So the cabin filter, before it exhausts out the back, it goes through another carbon filter as it goes out. So we'll see how the smell is. I've got a air quality monitor, a little one that I bought, so I'm going to run a couple of test prints here probably next weekend of some parts that I want to do and just kind of see how bad it is, see if I have to go further or not, but we'll test it out. That, like I said, I finally got that installed.
Okay, yeah, make sure you monitor it. The ABS is nasty stuff.
Yeah, I bought that over the ASA. The ASA was supposed to be better as far as smell and cleaner and all of that. So that was supposed to be better. But at least for the price was quite a bit higher for the ASA. ABS I got for $19 a roll, where the ASA was like
$35. Yep, the ASA is a little bit more expensive, but I didn't find it that much more expensive over the ABS, so you must have got a good deal on ABS.
Yeah, the ABS I got for about $20 a roll, so I bought full rolls of it. That's it. If you buy it from Bamboo, they knock $5 off a roll if you do four rolls of it. So I got it for $20 a roll instead. So, all right, Rick, I will let you go. If there's anything you can think of for Thursday, I'll bring my computer and all that for the presentation. I'm going to bring a program cable, USB-C cable, if somebody needs to update the firmware or have questions on it. Between you and I, we should be able to tell them how to upgrade or go through the flasher software. I'm bringing some my mesh tactic devices that I have, my G2 and my other handhelds. Bring some just separate 3D printed cases for them to look at, and I got another WiseBlock unit. You know, they want to take a look at that, so I'm bringing some parts in that for that as well. So anything else that you got or can think of, go for it. If you got questions, let me know. We'll figure it out between now and Thursday. KC8YVF.
Okay, Ron, we will think about it, and if something comes up, I'll let you know. KC8YVF, KC8VOA.
KC8YVF, clear.